This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today clearly was a rulemaking kind of day for the federal bureaucracy. Not to be left out was the Food and Drug Administration, which this morning offered its latest take on e-cigarettes, cigars, hookahs, pretty much anything that has tobacco in it. The proposed rules are retroactive, meaning that products on the market right now are going to have to go back and get approval from the FDA. That'd be huge for the $3 billion electronic cigarette industry, vape shops in the vernacular. Could even be fatal. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more on that.
The FDA's new rules require approvals for existing e-cigarette products and prohibit sales to minors. At New York City's Henley Vaporium, shop owner Peter Denholz was still processing the new rules.
They're 499 pages, and it's going to take a while before we really understand what they mean.
What we do know is that e-cigarette shops and manufacturers will have a grace period of up to 3 years to figure things out. Denholz's attorney Phil Damon says he's worried that eventually vape shops like the Henley Vaporium will go out of business.
If you're selling multiple kinds of vaporizers, each one of those has to apply for a pre-market approval, and that's going to cost significant dollars.
Exactly how many dollars, Damon can't say yet. Estimates have ranged anywhere from a few hundred thousand to multiple millions. But Maggie Mahoney of the Tobacco Control Legal Consortium says regulators needed to act. Mahoney's group works with public health departments, and she says there's growing evidence that young people are getting hooked to nicotine-containing e-cigarettes.
There may be a perception that the products are safer because you're not burning tobacco like you would with a cigarette.
The FDA says its new rules will help change those perceptions. Here's Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell in an online video message this morning.
Consumers will gain access to information, and risks associated with these new products will be clearer and easier to understand.
Still, the e-cigarette industry isn't ready to give in. Attorney Phil Damon, who's part of an industry coalition, hopes to prevent the FDA's new rules from taking effect.
We feel the FDA has overstepped its bounds, and we would expect legal action to be forthcoming.
In addition, Damon says they'll be lobbying legislators to change the law. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.